Again, the Yarmen, if you're going to tell me that Nitsa Guf for Melecha B'Truma, that if the person's Guf becomes Ofer, T'Truma, when he eats a Shlishi, a Chulash Nasa Tarasa Truma, when it becomes a Shlishi, and so here, Safinin Le Midi Deposta Le Gufay, how could we eat something, give him something to eat that's possible for him to eat? How could we let him eat this Shlishi with Truma? Rashi says, Nechal b'nozer adever means b'tavshel sher truma rebes bo. You like to eat this food with the truma mixed into it. Let's say this chulin, which became a shlishi, it's not sartaras a truma, in mikveh sher chulinu. Let's say it was a cholin, let's say a chulin. Mutu losu the toche tablin sher truma. You like to put truma inside it. Vishum, vishem, and onions, and oil, and garlic, the truma. Loichloi. Now, midik tani b'hu, shlishi, it's talking about a shlishi, shmaminu, we're talking about the chulin, shenasal terafat truma, comma. Uktani, it says, yeh clearly necha b'nazir adem, you can eat with truma. The question is, what she says, v'yamna, did you tell me, nifsa gufa melecha b'truma, safinu laikoyin midi deposla gufa, v'yodhi ocho ba'adei truma, how could that be? Letting him eat this shlishi, you're telling me now his body becomes like posel ti truma. So how do we let him eat then with it, mamma truma? This tablet, I will let him eat these spices. And the pastor says the spices are not really bottled. The spices are still there. So how do we let him eat it? So Marin says that's not a kasha. A Malay, hanech le nozer adema. Leave over this nozer adema means rashid lo yichvas lo niyachol tablet truma. Even eat the spices of truma which pass to the guf. So Marin says, a Malay, he said back without a bikasha. I tell you, a Malay, Hanuch le nozit hadema to lecha kizayis b'dei achilas pras. This nozit hadema, which means the type of a cholin that has food that has inside it spices of truma. So the spices is the lecha kizayis b'dei achilas pras. By the time you eat a pras, 4 eggs worth of this michael, you do not even have a kizayis worth of truma inside it. So Rashi says, techiyuvei oichot truma b'tuma saguf. But you have a little kezayis. You only chayiv the kezayis worth of it. So kitzi, you only chayiv evi the kezayis of truma when you tomei. Now we ain't truma achilo kishir mitarefes. But anytime you need a shear, it's not in start to put it together. Whether the shear is a kezayis or a kesebus yom kippur, only if you don't wait from the beginning to the eating until the end of the kezayis, more than ve'achilas pras. And over here, since it's mixed in this truma, this tavlin, therefore it's less than a kezayis v'derechios pras, and therefore it's like bota brev. Plus Rashi also says that the tavlin, the truma, is also only midrabonin, so therefore we could be mekol to let him eat it. Okay, now the Gemara says in the Aflamet Heyam and Aleph, Omer Rebbe Yenison, that Omer Rebbe, Oichol Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma. If somebody eats truma itself that has a shlish l'tumra on it, then it's the toughest possible. So lochus, when he eats it, also lechol, his body becomes tamei that he's not let eat any more truma anymore. But a mutaliga, but it doesn't become that much tamei that he's not allowed to touch. He's allowed to touch truma. Just he himself cannot eat truma anymore until he goes to the mikvah midrabanan. So lochus, this is the same lochus that Ula said before. So Mar says still the itzrach the yula, the itzrach Rabbi Yisrael, we need both lochus. Di midula, we don't hear this halacha from Ula's halacha. Di midula, that he said before. I mean, I would have thought to say, Hani midula, when does Ula say it? The chulin shenafu atayra truma, only by chulin that was made atayra sa truma. And there, he's machma to say that true, you can't eat truma, but you'll have to test truma. Because what you ate was not really truma, it was only chulin. So you will not petit your chulin atayra sa truma. Therefore, when that chulin becomes a shlishi, they will make her to say that even though you can't eat truma, but you can touch truma. Avul bought by truma, but if you eat real truma that has a shlishi that's shlishi truma, maybe even a giyah nami yosef, maybe it's even us if now if you could touch truma even. Therefore, I need Rabbi Yechanan, it's the Rabbi Yenison, that even when you eat a truma atzma of a shlishi, still you're allowed to touch other truma. Now the Midrab Yenis Navani would have learned Rab Yenis's halacha by true Midiraisa. How do I mean I would have thought to say, Hani, Mila, when do I say this Chumra? Truma. Only if you eat real Truma. that has a shlish l'tumron, that's posel. Then we say your guf becomes posel that you can eat truma. Avol, but by chulin, if you're only eating regular meat of chulin, regular food of chulin, the achila nami shari, even though this chulin, you makabel upon yourself the chulin is tidi b'tayas truma. And now this chulin became posel, became a shlishi. If you eat it, I would have thought to say that even your guf remains tor, that you will not eat truma still. Yisricha, that's why I need Ulis halacha now, that in both cases, both by the rice and both by the rabbanon, have the same halachas, that your body becomes posel, you cannot eat truma, but what then you will not touch a truma. Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaser, came with Rabbi Nosson, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Nosson. The Yosef, they were sitting, the common, he said up like this, Hoichol shlishi shachulin, shenasa teres hakodesh, if somebody eats chulin, which the person was makabel upon himself, tidit, with the same type of tire that he eats kochim. So, and it was a shlishi, meaning that a sheni touched it and made it into a shlishi. And the person ate this shlishi of chulin shenasa teres hakodesh. So, locher is tor lechol bakodesh. That this person now is tor, he's not eating kochim still, even though he ate this food that was a shlishi, and usually by kochim a shlishi makes a revi. Still, the person that was lari kochim. Why? Shein lechodova, sheis revi ba'kodesh elo kodesh mikodesh mavad. Where do we have this chumah? Rashi explains there's only a chumah with the rabbanin that by kochim we say a shlishi makes a revi. That's only by real kochim. Kochim midiraisa, a piece of a korban, a piece of kochim, if it becomes a shlishi l'tumah and it touches something, another kochim, it can make it a revi. That's only by kochim for kochim bavad. But revi is only chulin, shenasa v'tayas ha-kodesh, it doesn't have that chumrah. So even though it itself is posel, but if you eat it, you do not become tamei, and he holds you even allowed to eat kochim. On this, Mosiv Rami Bachomer, Rami Bachomer asked a question, Mosiv Rami Bachomer, it says, Shlishi is sheni la kodesh. If somebody eats this basar, this shlishi l'tumah, so his body becomes a sheni now for kochim. Kochim means to say that if he touches meat, it becomes a shlishi, and shlishi makes revi. And it just ends off and says, we ain't sheni l'tumah. But negate to truma, he doesn't become a sheni. Meaning to say, if he touches truma, it is not part of the truma. And what are we talking about over here? The chulin shenas v'atayr of truma. We're talking about this food, which the person was makabel, tidit, v'atayr of truma. So again, it's not really truma, and it's a shlishi l'tumma. As I walk, if you eat it, your guf becomes a sheni for kachim, that you now do pass, you do make a shlishi for kachim. The question is why? L'chura, it's not a ma'afet b'gumara. Halav kredish m'kredish, it's not real kachim. You're telling me now this chum is only by real kachim, bosa kachim, that if it becomes a shlishi, it makes a revi. Here it's not real kachim, it's only chulin, shenasu ataras atruma even. So why do you agree here as a chumra that when you eat it, you become a sheni, that you can make a shlishi in a revi? So my answer is, Amalei, hanech l'truma, leave over truma. Even though you must but keep your truma the tyro, it's not such a good tyro. And it's really like tum negate to egdish. So in other words, this chumash announced for tyro truma, we have to be afraid that when it's a sheni or even if it's a shlishi, maybe it's really, really a sheni l'tuma. That's what you have to be afraid about. Since you're not marked with so much on its tyro, the amount that you watch it is not called really being watched for kachim. Negate the kachim is considered like it wasn't watched, but you have to be afraid maybe it's a sheni. When it's not to say it's a sheni, therefore we eat it. It's really metamu, makes you like a shlishi, and therefore we give you a chumat, you can still be metam a kachim with it. So where did we say that if you eat a shlishi, you do not pass a kachim, that's only a shlishi of kachim, which is only a chumat mid rabbanin. But over here, if it's only Ramak Batidi Batara Fatruma, so Mechla Negeat Ilchas Kochim is not called so much watched, so Negeat Kochim is considered like a real Sheni L'tumma, therefore your body becomes Tumma here, and therefore it says that if you eat it, you become like a Sheni L'tumma, meaning to say that if you touch Kochim, you make it into a Shlishi, and the Shlishi can go further to make it into a Revi. Now the Gemara says, I don't know how to say this, that something is being watched for truma is not called watched at all for kachim. How do we know this? It's not, we learned like this in the Gemara Chagiga that says, Big de yamorts, the clothing that an amorts wears is medrash leprushim. Prushim is a person that's porish, that he does not eat, he eats his chulim b'tayro. A person that's makbid to eat things b'tayro, he has to be afraid that an amorts is not makbid, and his clothing could be a medrash of a zav. When he was a zav, he sat on it, he used his clothing, but he's not makbid to b'tayro it. So the clothing of an amorts has a loch of a medrash like an avatumma. That when the amorts was a zav, he sat on it, he slept on it. So therefore it has tumas medrash on it. That's for a perushim. Now, big day perushim, what's going to be the beggar of a regular person that eats his chulin, the tyro, is medrus liyechu truma. For a coin that eats truma, he has to be makbid more, and therefore the gay tim, he holds that even the perushim, when they become a zav, they're not so makbid, their shmira is not such a good shmira. He has to be afraid his clothing he wore when he was a zav, as also is called a medrus lazav, a medrus. Therefore, it's also called an avatumma for echle truma. Now, big de echle truma, even for the kanim, that eat truma, their clothing is considered medris lekodesh. Someone that wants to eat kutchim now, we have to be afraid that the person that washed himself for truma is not called such a good shmira. And maybe the gate to kutchim is not called like he washed it. So you have to be afraid maybe he wore it when he was a zav and he sat on it. So you see clearly the beged of a kohen that watches himself eat truma is not called the shmira for kachin, and the gear of kachin is called the medrash, medrash hazav. You see clearly the tari you do for truma is not sufficient for a kachin. If a kachin will look as if you did not watch it at all, and therefore stummy. That's called big biyach, which truma is called medrash lekodesh. Now the Gemara says, oh, my rovo, medrash is kamrit. You ask me question, you bring me proof is about tumas medrash, that when you sit on, when you're a zav, you sit on something, shani medrashas is different, that shema teshav alei mishtanida, we have to be afraid of something else. Clothing that you could sit on, it's not only afraid the person himself sat on it when he was tamei, but maybe his wife sat on it when she was an ida. That's all we have to be afraid about. Now she says, shema yoshva, but even though the kohen himself watches himself carefully, and maybe his wife doesn't watch himself so much, so that's why the shmir is no good. Avo the peiri, but maybe by fruits, we don't say this. Rashi the aim to masa mitzuyi should have a is that so shchiyah to have the tumma on peiris. Therefore, we'll say shmiras truma shmiras hakodesh. Maybe it is called a good shmira. No, you have no proof from here to say something that was watched for truma is not called a good shmira for kachim. Over here, by medrash is different. Here, we're afraid of the medrash from an ishtar nida. But Reb Yitzchak says, Reb Yitzchak, the parin amiyam, and now even my parents also would say this. That whenever you watch these parents for tarif, such truma, that's not called a good tarif for kachim. For kachim is still called tamei. So, most of Rav Yimiyah Midifter, even if he asked the question, or me, Yarmina, do we say the Peri, this is by Peris also, that you watch it for Kachim. It's for Truma. It's not called a good Shmira for Kachim. If you now learn like this, in a moment a person says, Hefrashti Letoicho Revias Kodesh. There's a Shalom Gemara Chagiga, when do we believe like an Amor to say the Yayin is Tor? Shalin wants to bring his yain for Nesachim, the special halacha that we believe him to say that the yain is Torah. Let's say you have regular one, and he says though that I mixed inside the revius of Kodesh of this yain I want to use for Kodeshim, for Nesachim, so Neman is never to say that it's still Torah. So again, the Mamma refers to Torah revius Kodesh Neman. For Leika Metamilei, true Mala Kodesh, and we do not say it's Tamei, the true Mitzvah Kodeshim. But as the Ziyayin is Truma, when he throws into the barrel now, we don't say that the Gehet HaKotchim, it's called Tamei. Now, the Yaman is going to tell me, Tai Rosai, Tumi Eitzel Hegdish, anything you watch only for Truma is not called the good watching for Kotchim, it's called Tamei for Kotchim. It's a Titma Truma HaKotchim. Here when the Samaritz throws in the Ziyayin of Truma, why do we say it's Tor? Even for Kotchim, the Gehet HaKotchim, the Gehet HaNesachim, we should say, no, the Shmira is not a good Shmira, and we should say that it's Tamei. Omlei said back to him, Tumah B'chibur and Kamrit. is a shell enough tumor when it's still attached. Rashi says sheshneim b'kliyecha tumor, they're always in the same kli. Tumor b'chibur and shani. I'll tell you here, if you have these two warnings together, it's different. The migu to mehem and akredish memenami atruno. Since these two warnings were close together, so migu that we believe him on the warning of conscience to say he watched it. That's not tumi who adim. We also believe him on the warning that's right next to it of truma. Since this Rashi says sheshneim b'kliyecha tumor. If we believe him to say that just like he watched this wine for kachin from the sacham, did not become tamei, who did we believe him on the other wine that was only watched for truma? But usually, when you watch something just for truma, it could be that shmir is not called a good shmirah for kachin. Nosiv rafuna bar nosin. Here's the question like this. It says, a Mishnah in Tyrus, ha'sheni shebechulin mitama mashkin chulin. If you have a sheni of chulin, you have your food that's a sheni of tuma. Now mitama mashke, when it touches liquid, it's mitama the mashke, mitama mashke chulin. If you have mitama mashke of chulin, if somebody wants to eat chulin, that becomes possible. The ashlishi mitama mashke kodesh. If you have a shlishi of a chulin, that's a shlishi matama, and it touches water, the shlishi matama mashka kredish, if the water set aside for kachim, it becomes also a tame. Or place the lechle kredish, and it becomes, if people want to eat kachim, it's possible to eat it. And we're talking about a chulin, shinas a teres a kredish. So I call upon him, it says here clearly that chulin, which is nas a teres a kredish, it has the locha that the shlishi of it is mitama maskin and is place to kachim. That maskin with a shlishi does make a revi. And before we said that when does a shlishi make a revi by kachim, only on kredish itself, the real boss of kachim, and not on just chulin shenasa b'tarasa kredish. And here we see even on chulin shenasa b'tarasa kredish also makes a revi. So that the Mishnah starts off saying that the maskin becomes a rishon like rishon that we had before. That since mashk is only a kabutuma, even though it got in contact with a sheni or a shlishi, or a sheni of chulin, the mashk itself becomes a rishon. By kofar and the kash on us is that before we said, when by kachim does a shlishi make a vi, only by real bost of kachim, not by chulin shenasa teres hakodesh. And here we're saying, even when chulin shenasa teres hakodesh also has this chulin to say that a shlishi makes a vi. So when it says true, I'll tell you tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Chulin Shinas Ataras Kodesh, what's the name of Chulin Shinas Ataras Kodesh? Harayin Kachulin, the same Malacha like Chulin. Nogaya that it does not make a Shlisha Revi. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik Reimer, Harayin Kachuma, that's Lacha like Chuma. The time is Shnayim Lusalech, that know that it becomes a Shani, and it can make a Shlisha to Paflet. So Rashi is the Rayin Kachulin, the Inbrain across Shishi Bechlau. There he says, no, Rain Kitruma can first letam ishnaim lusalecha klema. Harisha vesheni tamibem. Vashlishi poso. Vien tamilasis revi afilu bakodish. So for this Nandiyam we see clearly that most of it comes is only a shlishi, but did not make revi. So that's it before the Yimmy said, Vachulishinas atanas akodish. There's no aloha that the shlishi makes revi bakodish. That goes according to this Tanner over here. At this time it clearly says it only comes into a shlishi. That's chulin shenas ataras hakodesh. At most it can make a shlishi posel, but it does not make that shlishi tamei to be metama a revi. So nechlami sakitas a machlokes tanoim on these chumris of chulin shenas ataras hakodesh. Does it have a koyach to make a shlishi into revi or not? Now it says Mishnah Shimon. I know huchshu v'shchidah. Shimon says yes. Even though the shchita was a dry shchita, there's no dam there, still the basal is huchshla kavatuma, the new svara, since the shchita is matzah with tachila, that also is mishav, you make it into an eichel. So where it says, Omer Rabasi, Omer Hoyi Reb Shimon, Shimon used to say, shchitosai machsheres, that you know what's machsheret, to make it into an eichel to the kavatuma, the shchita itself, for lo yad dam, and not the dam, not the mashka, the dam that touches the meat. Samurai says, Leimah Mesalim will bring you proof. Rabbi Shimon Leimah, Hulshra v'shchita. And now Mishnah, that the shchita is what's machshrit to Mekabot Tuma. My lab b'shchita v'lei b'dam. Didn't he mean to say shchita only, not the dam? So mazallah, it's no proof. Af b'shchita. Maybe Rav Shimon holds both. And a chanami. When you make a normal shchita and dam comes out, it could be also agreed that the dam could be machsher. He only means saying a mishnah af shchita. Even in a case where the shchita is a dry shchita and there's no dam there, it could be even in such a case the shchita itself, since it's matter, the bosa b'chila, that also has the courage to make the bosa into an oichol kabutum. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dam ha-meis, eilei machshir, the dam of a mace, if an animal is mace, the dam that comes out of it, is not, Rashi says, Behema shemeisim eleha, a behema that died by itself, when its dam comes out, that dam is not called a machshir, it's not machshir l'kabutoma. So my love didn't mean to say, your dam shchita machshir, machshir l'abisha shchita, the dam that comes out, b'sha shchita from a chai, that is huch machshir l'kabutoma. So Rashi says, Loi, he meant to say was a dam chalolim machshir. Maybe the dam chalolim means shenerag of a person, the dam of a person that's dead. His dam maybe is machshir kabatoma. We'll soon explain why. Avodam shchita. What do you want to tell me then? The dam of a shchita. My loy machshir dam machshir kabatoma is so l'sheminin dam shchita. Let us say the chiddush dam shchita dam machshir kabatoma. The kol shchit dam ames. What does that have to say? Dam ames for? Not if the dam that comes out of the shchit is not called an umashke to be mashed to the kabutumah. He's so for sure the dam of the ames also. Smir says no. I tell you, dam ames itzach. We need the halacha that the dam of the behemoth that died already, when this dam comes out, is not hukh to the kabutumah. Because otherwise, fuck with that. The human would have thought to say, mali kot leiu, mali kot le malachamavis. What's the difference if it died by itself or died through the Malach HaMavis? But she says, Dam HaMeis Odif, there be Kedam Chalolim. Imam is there is Kedam like Chalolim. Dam Chalolim means if somebody killed the animal, not after another, I said before, means if another person killed an animal, that Dam is Machs LeKabatoma. So I was about to say, what's the difference if somebody killed the animal or died by itself, the Malach HaMavis killed it? The Malikot Le'iu Kula. Avodam Shchit LeMikri Cholol El Zavuach. So I would have thought to say maybe Dam HaMeis is better when the animal dies by itself through the Malach HaMavis, like that Dam that comes out afterwards, maybe that's called Dam Chalolim, and Dam Chalolim is Mach LeKabutumba. But Dam HaShchita, that's not called Dam Chalolis, that's called Dam Shchita. So Kamash Benat Techidish know that even Dam of a Meis is also not Huch LeKabutumba. There could be both. The dam of a mace, an animal dies by itself. The dam through shchit is not hukshta kabatumah. Could be only the dam of chalolus, that when somebody kills the animal, shoots the animal, that dam is hukshta kabatumah. Like we'll soon see how do we know this. But I call upon him, you have no proof that dam shchita is machshir kabatumah according to Rabbi Shimon. Toshma kamini, Rabbi Shimon oimer. Dam magavtai, the dam of a magavtai means you have a wound. The dam that comes out through a wound is ain't a mashir, it's not mashir kabutuma. So my lab doesn't mean to say your dam shchita mashir, that dam that comes out through a shchit is mashir kabutuma. Only dam magaifa is not. So most of that's not a good deal, Kloy. I'll tell you, a dam chalola mashir. The dam that comes out through somebody who kills the animal, that's a mashir. But dam shchita, what do you want to tell me that all the dam shchita is my? Loy mashir, then maybe dam shchita is not hooks mashir kabutuma. Now, cool like mashkim, his soul the shemina dam shchita the koshchen dam magavtoi. Let it say the dam shchita is not machshir kabatuma, and for sure the dam that comes out through a regular wound is not machshir kabatuma. So Mar says no. If I would have said that, I would not know dam magavtoi. Mar still says dam magavto, the dam that comes out through a wound is itzrich lei. We need it. Because otherwise, Sakwa Dar Bechimina would have thought to say, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. What's the difference if someone like killed the animal completely, or just gave the animal a wound? That still, the dam that comes out should be called a dam chalolim, and that maybe it is Hukshir Kabutumah. So I need a Chiddush know, that if you just give the animal a wound, you just hit it and the blood comes out, that time is not Hukshla Kabatumma. But who in Dam Shchitu Esa, maybe it's not Hukshla Kabatumma. The only Dam that maybe for sure is Hukshla Kabatumma is only Dam Chalolam. We'll soon see why. The other Gemara says, Maishno Dam Chalolam the Master. What do you say this for? How come if somebody shoots the animal, the Dam that comes out when it's dead, that Dam is Hukshla Kabatumma? How do you know that? They think what the Pasuk says, V'dam chalolim yishter. You should drink it. So mashma nazalocha, like mashke, like water. For the Gemara, dam shchita namiksid. By dam shchitos, the dam that comes out through shchitos, the Pasuk says, alo teshpechenu kamayim, throw it on the ground like water. Mashma is cold like water. So Gemara says, no. Hahu de mishri domom tepsule amikdoshim banahu di yasa. That Pasuk is only come to teach us that the dam that comes out by Sulu HaMikdoshim, it's Muta Dano. Rashi says, La'acha Shem Niftu, after you appointed this animal. So, Mam Mayim Matorim, but just like regular words, Muta Bano, the same thing, the dam of Sulu HaMikdoshim is also Muta Bano. And with other words, I would have thought to say, Sasa Bano. That's what the Pasuk has come to teach us. That's what the Pasuk means, Valoras Tishpechenu Kamayim, means the dam of Sulu HaMikdoshim, you can throw it on the ground like water, meaning to say, it's Muta Bano. But not to say that it's called dam to be machshir. Could be the only dam that's machshir is only dam chalolim and not dam shchita. So more so is otherwise. Since the psul hamikdashim is also to shave off the hair, to use the giza, to use the wool, or to work with it. So maybe dam of the boy kfur, maybe the dam of psul hamikdashim does have to have kfur. Should also be yaser bano. Kamashmir, that's the chiddush now, that the dam of psul hamikdashim is muter bano. There could be the pasuk of the dam. Alor tishbechenu kamayim is not teaching us that dam is called like mayim mashle kabatumah. There could be taka, it's not mashle kabatumah. The chiddush is only that the dam of psul hamikdashim is muter bano. All right, we'll stop here.